amazing compositions from all of the artists so far. Heavy Carnage, Crushing Riffs from Sanguish Sugarbug, Mortis Good, and Necrot. Tortured Hole, Dying Remains, and Blood Offering, all suspenseful, ear-shattering records. I hear Mortis Good has a new album release early 2024 of this year. I can't believe it's Christmas. Have you done your shopping yet? I could really use that album. Up next, we got Organectomy, Cult of Excess.
Should I be afraid? Give all you my life. Why do you think this is happening?
That was Uncurable from Pocketawagon, North Manitoba, right by the Paw, close by North. I'm so happy to have that band play on this radio for Manitoba Airwaves. They are an up-and-coming band that they've been around for a while. They've played a few shows. Absolutely. You should check them out. Follow them on Instagram, Uncurable. Before that, we had Repressive. We had Mayhem. And of course, I Hate God, station's favorite. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get back to some great tunes. It's Monday Mental Madness. Hostility and Nihility. 2 to 3 hours of Monday Mental Madness. Late night. Your overall maximized opportunity to promote integrity-based contact. Here we have Cam from Disgrace the Race.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming on the show for the first time. How does it feel?
Feels good. Feels nice that somebody's taking a liking to what we're doing and inviting us out to learn more.
Oh, great. I want to learn more about you guys. Tell me about when you guys get together and what you guys got planned in the future.
So right now we are working on a 5-song EP that's going to include some songs that's been in our circuit for the past year. We're looking to lay those down so that way we can get recording to some new stuff as well.
How did you come up with the name Disgrace the Race?
So Disgrace the Race comes from Bryce. Bryce and I have a deep love for rapid hip hop, and Disgrace the Race was a line that he heard in an Eminem and Royce da 5'9" song called Bad Meets Evil. It's basically just a line. It doesn't mean anything to us, but Disgrace the Race holds a mirror up to the perceiver. It's whatever you want it to believe, but it doesn't come from anything insidious. It doesn't mean anything bad. I know when people hear race, it can raise an eyebrow. Oh, what does race, what about race? What race are you disgracing? And it doesn't mean any race specifically. We're all a human race. But like I said, it holds a mirror up to who is perceiving it. If you want it to mean something bad, maybe there's something bad in you. But that's not where it comes from. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
When did you guys get together?
So Disgrace the Race formed in 2012. It was a 3-piece back then as well. Or no, actually, it was a 4-piece. We had Cam. We had our singer, Bryce. We had our bassist, Ryan, from Entity. And we had a drummer named Mitch Coswin, who I believe used to play in 500-pound Furnace here in Winnipeg in the local rock scene. We recorded a 2-song demo with Phoenix Sound. They were located above 441 Main. And what's interesting about that is that two of the songs we recorded were called Luxury's Last Word and The Rider. Luxury's Last Word we still play today, and it's actually a crowd favorite.
I know I've seen you guys play at Bulldog. Seen you guys play at The Daughter. Do you guys got anything planned coming up for 2025? Like shows? Like how can you promote your band with getting shows out? And what would you recommend for those that are just trying to come up and start themselves?
Right now, we're looking to finish our EP that is kind of in the very infant steps. And then from there, it's full tilt into advertising for that EP. And then probably an EP release show. And I'm not sure where we're going to do that yet, but it's down the road very much so. I know shows book up fast around the city at some of the bigger venues. But it's definitely keeping the bar set high, so that way we can try to get as much done as we can. I'm looking to maybe book our own shows in 2025, but if anybody wants to hit us up, we're definitely down to talk and talk logistics.
Disgrace the Race, Winnipeg, Manitoba, a great up-and-coming local band. So I'm super happy to have Cam here on the show. It's something that is new for me. I'm definitely super excited to have this opportunity and to get out here. Now, something that's also totally new to everybody is AI, artificial intelligence, VR, virtual reality. Cam, what can you say? How can AI and VR impact our music industry and how putting out shows and even creating music affect us?
That's a very Pandora's box question. In terms of impact, I think that impact can mean good or bad. And when you think about the good or bad that something can do for something, you have to think about all the things that it could affect. AI in general is a fantastic, absolutely mind-blowing tool that society is inching towards. You have to think about how many great possibilities that it can provide to people to not only be creative, but also help people. Help people, like, I know with my friend, he uses it to help him program. So he's big into, like...
kind of programming?
Like website building and making, like, his own apps or tools that he can use on his computer, or even, like, home automation. So he has... he uses it to help him program his light switches to turn on or be a certain color at a certain time.
Do you think that you could use that with booking shows, like, so that you don't have to do that yourself? You can you can have this app or program that you're setting up yourself with the computer, and it can...
That's a very interesting question. I think that's more of the promoter's realm to use AI to create a tool.
But now you are going to be your own promoter with creating your own shows, so maybe this could something help?
It could help. It's just the beauty about AI is that since it can do anything, you have to know what to tell it to do. So the trick into using AI is not so much using it, but what to tell it. And that is a whole other can of worms on how you get it to do what you want to do and how you word your prompts.
So it can either be for the very good or for the very bad. It can either go work your way or it can work against you.
Well, this is more so the good things about it. It's more about the prompting of what you do with it and how you do that. But on the flip side, there's also the bad of it, right? The bad part about AI is, we were talking earlier about how it encroaches on artists' spaces or how it draws from creators to use when somebody prompts it in that style. So it'll scour the web and what's on it and take from these artists, and whether that be music, graphic design, comic book style. And there's that fine line, and it's almost like a morale question or more ethical question on, is it okay to use this tool if it's stealing from somebody else to create.
That's true. And I guess if everybody has their own trademarks, their property, I wouldn't want to take somebody else's property.
Well, absolutely, right? And that's that ethical question. Like, is this being stolen from somebody else? Is this design a signature of somebody else? So that's where it gets tricky on how you use it, right? That's why some people, it's such a taboo for some people. And it's frowned upon by a lot of people, but it's fascinating nonetheless.
How long have you been playing music for, and how did you get into doing this?
Oh, geez. So me personally, I believe I started playing guitar when I was 12 or 13. So probably 20 years plus now.
Okay.
And it actually all started with my love of Sum 41.
Oh.
I remember hearing Sum 41's Hell song and seeing the video for it on, what was it? Much TV back in the day.
When they did the music video.
Yeah, and they had these, like, action figures doing the video, and it was all, like, playing with toys on the video, and I'm like, that's cool. I want to do that. And being a young, impressionable teenager, I begged my parents for a drum set.
Oh.
But they thought drum sets are too loud. But here's a guitar. Needless to say, it stuck. And I think that It planted a seed in me that just blossomed.
How do you go from Sum 41 as a young boy to going into like bands like Bring Me the Horizon and Avenged Sevenfold? Where does that threshold start?
So I guess it's like a gateway into that realm or that scene. It's like the very tip of the iceberg, I would call like Sum 41, and you kind of dig a little deeper. For those who want to look, and you find these other bands that kind of follow that lifeline, I guess. And you start going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And I know there's a lot heavier stuff or a lot more technical stuff, but like, it's the stuff that resonated with me in that realm.
So before we had you on the show here, we played Consequences Be Damned, and that was a single that was just released in 2024. For me, when I listen to it, I get intense metal thrash groove. I even get some pretty crazy hardcore slams. It's really all over the place, which is great. It pulls me in every direction. I really want to hear more. The three songs that you put out is very three individual songs, the great three great singles. I really want to hold an EP. Mm-hmm. I really want to listen from A to Z and what is in between.
Yeah, I think that's a very good notion, because that's something that we definitely want to do. Like, I myself am a big fan of like vinyl records, like nice 12-inch pieces of art, and I want to go down that road too. But right now we got to get those songs finished and recorded, and then once those are done, we can compile it into something like that. With that comes a lot of money, but we'll find a way to get it done. I'm a strong believer of if you want something that bad, there's ways to make it happen. And I come from a lot of family support, and they usually help me if I have goals that I want to do that I can't achieve myself. I'll lean on family to help me as well. But we have, if we're including those three, we're doing five more at the moment. So an 8-song EP.
Oh, that's a full, like the 27, if it's more than 20, that's a full length, man.
Yeah.
That's a full length.
So maybe.
You get a full debut album out 2025.
All self-funded. Hopefully we'll get some record label interest.
You have a following on Instagram. You have bands that are with you. You have people such as myself that are getting you out here on the show. You're being recognized. I would absolutely love it if you dropped that album in 2025 at some point. I mean, because it's been a long time in the it's been a long time coming, right?
absolutely. It's a very much in the cards.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep a little hush hush about it.
Sorry.
I want to No, it's
this
it's
is
good.
A late night show for our listeners. We're listening to Hostility and Nihility. Tune in to 95.9 CKUW FM, midnight to 3 a.m. Mondays. Now, Cam, did you have anything to ask myself, or any? Did you have any questions? Or
absolutely.
What's in your mind?
Absolutely. So, what made you want to do this? What made you want to hop on to CKUW?
Oh man, I had a friend, Sean. Thanks, Sean, for getting me, helping me, guiding me, and even helping me with advice. He has his own show on Tuesdays, Boots and Saddle. Now I've been in the metal scene for a very long time. I've been attending shows, collecting music, talking music. I at this point in my life, I'm trying to slow down, an abrupt halt, really paying attention to my professional side of life. And I really want to continue doing something with music and attending shows and talking shows and talking bands. And so thus came the birth of Right Note. At this point, I don't know where it'll take. I don't know what will bring. But it's something where I want to tread as lightly as possible, because I don't know what doors can open and I don't know what doors can close. So I have to thank Scott and the radio, the CKUW, for having me on, for giving me this wonderful opportunity that I know for a fact, if somebody is given an opportunity, more opportunities come. So I have a really strong belief in community, holding each other up so that we can just help each other. Like, music is a do-it-your-own sense. Thank you so much, Cam, for coming on the show. Really appreciate your time, and I think we should wrap this show up.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out my band members as well. Bryce Carver is on vocals and bass, much to his chagrin, he stepped up and he's filling that role because the bassist we have in mind isn't ready to join yet, but maybe more on that later. But he is a phenomenal songwriter, phenomenal bass player, and just an overall Swiss Army knife of a musician that can do anything that he wants to do. And having somebody like that is in your team is phenomenal. Also, I want to shout out my drummer, Kyle McKay. Just an absolute torpedo of a drummer. He is like having like a supercharged V8 ready to go. He is always just rearing to play the most complicated, fast stuff he wants. And that's an awesome thing to have in a drummer, that he's able to play at those RPMs, let's say, and having the ability to tone him back and create these cool grooves and these cool sections that make Disgrace the Race interesting. And I just want to thank everybody else that has helped us in our project and is on our side and in our camp. I love you all.
Right on. Thank you, Cam. Disgrace the Race. Disgrace the Race, Winnipeg, Manitoba. I've seen them play live, and it's one hell of a show. In fact, just to bring some extra oomph to Hostility and Nihility, up next we have Mad Lack from The Paw, Manitoba.
Just smile, let's raise the mind.